President Barack Obama was just one of several elected officials who praised the work of Boston Mayor Thomas Menino as he announced this past Thursday that he would not seek re-election after 20 years as the chief executive of Massachusetts' capital city. Joining me now for more on what Menino's announcement will mean for both the city and the state is Boston Globe State House Bureau reporter Michael Levinson. Michael, thanks for joining us today on Midday Magazine.
Thank you.
So, can you give me, for those of our listeners that may not know Mayor Menino, can you give me kind of the abridged version of his time in office and what his legacy for the city might be?
Sure. He became mayor almost by accident in 1993. He was just a little-known district city councilor, and our mayor at the time, Ray Flynn, became ambassador to the Vatican, and Menino was suddenly elevated because he was city council president. And over the next two decades, he became this very powerful, omnipresent figure in Boston, and he's known for being out in the neighborhoods everywhere. He's at neighborhood block parties and playgrounds and bakeries, and we commissioned a poll that showed that 54% of Bostonians have personally met the mayor. He has a very intimate, visceral connection with the residents that I think is unusual in big cities and in politics. He's also known as sort of an urban mechanic. He's focused a lot on potholes and playgrounds and parks and street sweeping and shoveling and the basic elements that make a city run. And some people have criticized him for a lack of vision in that sense. He's focused too much on the small stuff. But he's enormously popular here in Boston, and it's going to be a huge change to have a new mayor.
Speaking of a new mayor, what did you see after his announcement? Are there folks lining up, any potential candidates thus far to replace Mayor Menino?
Yeah, it was interesting. He made the announcement at Faneuil Hall in Boston, and in the audience were probably a dozen or half dozen people who want to be the next mayor. There's already one city councilor running, John Connolly, and State Representative Martin Walsh, and we're expecting to see more city councilors and state representatives jump in the race. And the question is, will there be some other figures from outside the known realm, of maybe someone from the world of business or academia who will get in the race?
Mayor Menino's decision not to seek re-election also has implications for the U.S. Senate special election to fill John Kerry's seat after he was elevated to Secretary of State. What's the buzz around how that might affect, how one race may affect the other, and will it give any increased attention to the Senate race?
That's a good question. The mayor has stayed out of the Senate race so far, and, on the Democratic side, there's two congressmen, Stephen Lynch and Ed Markey, who are running. Lynch is from Boston and, had hoped to get the mayor's backing because the mayor is a very powerful machine. He can really turn out votes in the city of Boston. But the mayor stayed out of it, so the fact that he's now not seeking re-election, may not tip the scales too much in that Senate race that I can see.
Some of what we've been hearing is that there isn't a whole lot of interest across the state in this Senate race, that many people think that it's already been decided for one of the two Democratic candidates. Is that the sense in Boston?
Yes. It's been incredibly low-key, and our polls have shown that just people aren't focused on it either because they're exhausted after so much politics here in Boston. We just got through with the Scott Brown, Elizabeth Warren race, presidential race, and this one has not captured the public's imagination. So it's been a low-key affair so far, and now that we're going to have a mayoral race coming up and all the attention that's going to be focused on who's in and who's out, it could almost overshadow the Senate race to some extent. There's almost more excitement about who will be the next mayor of Boston than there is about this special Senate race we're in the midst of.
Now, Menino, of course, is also a key figure in the pro-gun control movement and has been even before the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut this late last year, and he's co-chair of Mayors Against Illegal Guns with New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Are there any indications that he will stop that work or anything as far as his political future at this point? Will he be seeking another office at some point?
He's not going to run for another office. He's almost assuredly done with elective office. He's often said that he only wanted to be mayor of Boston, And unlike a lot of politicians who say that, people actually believe him. He's actually, this is the job he loves, and he's never really thought about running for anything else. And, you know, he's suffering from some health problems that have limited his ability to get around. So I don't see him running for another office. I think he will probably try to stay involved in public life in some way. And, you know, the gun initiative might be one way. He's got a lot of interest here in the city of Boston as well. But he hasn't said what he's going to do next. It'll be interesting to see. Does he join a board or a foundation or a university? Just what will be his next move?
Many public officials came out with statements after Mayor Menino's announcement. You had the president, you had Governor Patrick, Senator, interim Senator Mo Cowan. They're on the ground in Boston talking to average Bostonites, if you will. What do they think? Is Boston a better place now than before Menino was mayor?
I think the polls show and interviews with people will show that people overwhelmingly feel Boston is a better place now than it was in 1993 when the mayor took over. It's less parochial in a certain sense. It's becoming a much more diverse city. And the mayor has done a good job, people say, managing that shift. In 2000, we became a majority-minority city, and the mayor's, you know, just through the force of his personality and being out there in so many different communities, has really helped provide a sense of stability for the city and a sense of unity for the city as it goes through this amazing demographic change. He's also built a lot in the city, most notably on the South Boston waterfront. It used to be this faded industrial area. Now it's got a contemporary art museum, a convention center, and a slew of new restaurants there. So there's physical changes in the city, but there's also a certain demographic change, and I think an attitudinal change that he's overseen. And I think people appreciate that. At the same time, there's a sense that we need some new blood in City Hall, and the polls have shown that people are ready for some change.
Michael Levinson reports from the State House Bureau for the Boston Globe. Michael, thanks again for joining us today on Midday Magazine.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.